Welcome to this body awareness exercise. For this exercise, you will take a walk outside. See if you can find a place to walk where there are other people as well. My words will guide you through different ways of becoming aware of your body and your surroundings, and how you attune your body to your surroundings. So if you are not outside and ready to walk yet, please hit pause, get ready, and continue playing this audio file when you are outside. Then start walking. Choose any direction you like. But do walk with purpose and directions, as though you have a clear goal. But don't rush. Walk slowly enough in order to enable yourself to register your surroundings. During your walk, you can always pause in order to practice a specific part of the exercise longer. Or you can stop to make documentations. There will be breaks in between, moments of silence in which you can just keep the audio file running. I will not talk in these moments of silence. So you can find a place to sit or stand and write or draw or make other documentations. And after a while I will start talking again and you can continue your walk. Now, as you're walking, start to focus on how your body feels today. Notice the way you're breathing. Notice the way you place your feet on the ground. Can you feel the texture of the ground you're walking on with the soles of your feet? Notice your posture, the way you're holding yourself. The way you're arranging different body parts in relation to one another. And notice if there are any tensions in your face, neck, and shoulders. See if you can release some of this tension just by bringing your awareness there. And then shift your awareness to the space around you. What do you see? Notice objects, textures. Notice people, colors, and light. Notice movements as well. Notice if you tend to linger on specific things you see, or do you shift swiftly from one thing to the other? Maybe sometimes you linger, while at other times you switch from one thing to the next. And then also notice what you hear. If you don't want to be distracted by my background noise, you can take off your headphones for 1 minute. After a minute, I will start talking again. Are you there? That was 1 minute. Did this feel long or short to you? Or did you estimate 1 minute correctly? And how did you estimate how long a minute lasts? So checking your watch would be one way, of course, but maybe used other sensitivities. And while doing so, and while hearing the sounds around you, did you still feel your body? Now focus on what you smell. Meanwhile, try to still feel your body. Could you do both at the same time? You can start by focusing on your nostrils, so the part of your body where the smell enters your body. Can you let your awareness linger there for a moment? This part between inside and outside your body. Now, while you walk, try to practice a dual attentiveness, focusing on your surroundings while also focusing on your body. How do you do this? Can you focus on both simultaneously, or do you shift between one and the other very quickly? Or do you focus on some place in between, just like when you focused on your nostrils? Or any other way? Now find a place to make documentations. Note, write, draw, visualize or record in any way what you have done during this walk so far. What did you feel, perceive, practice? How did you use your body? What did you become aware of? And what else did you notice? So document anything that drew your attention. And I will come back with more instructions in 2 minutes. Now prepare to start walking again. What did you become aware of by making these documentations just now? While you walk on, notice what grabs your attention. Try to practice this dual attentiveness again, just like we did before. So notice, see, hear, and smell your surroundings, while also feeling your body, your posture, your breath, your movements. And see what changed. Now that you practiced this a second time, and after you made first documentations about the beginning of your practice. So practice this and continue walking for another 2 minutes. Now find a place to make documentations again. Document for 2 minutes. So after 2 minutes, I come back to you with more instructions. Before you prepare to continue walking again, take a moment to look at your documentations. Look at the ones you made earlier and the ones you made just now. Do they differ? If yes, in what ways? Do you notice any patterns? While studying your documentations, ask yourself, how did you register? Both what happens inside and what happens outside your body. And then also ask yourself, how did you articulate what you'd registered? So, in other words, what form do your documentations have? And then ask yourself, what do these documentations and their particular form allow you to register while you're walking? So think about how documenting has an effect on what you do, feel, and sense when you're walking. And then start walking again. We will continue practicing this back and forth between walking and documenting, and we will attend to how documenting does not just allow you to note down what you become aware of, but also influences what you become aware of. Now, as you're walking, bring your awareness to other people now. Notice the way you relate to other bodies in space. So, for instance, you can notice how you take distance. These 1.5 meters we are so used to now, how do they feel? Do they feel quote unquote automatic yet, or do you have to actively keep them in mind? Do you keep only 1.5 meter distance, or do you prefer to take more? Does this feel quote-unquote natural to you, or would you rather be closer to others? So notice the kind of work that goes into relating to other bodies in space. Also notice how you communicate with others. For example, when you're passing someone on the street, do you make eye contact? Do you make other people see you? Do you let others know that you acknowledge them, that you see them? Do you wait for them to take a step aside to ensure distance, Or do you take initiative? Notice what kind of behavior you appreciate in others. What do you need from others to feel acknowledged, to be seen? And also focus on what mental states, thoughts, and emotions attuning to others fosters. So this way of attuning to other people, what mental states, what thoughts, and what emotions come up? And does it influence the way you perceive, relate to, and think about other people? How is this attuning with a distance of 1.5 meters different from how you usually attune and relate to others? So what does this teach you about the way you usually attune and relate? And then while you do all this attuning work, can you still feel your body? Or does working on attuning make you feel your body in a specific kind of way? Now find a place to make documentations again. I will come back to you with more instructions in 2 minutes. Prepare to continue your walk. And as you walk, see if you can expand your awareness so that you do not only attend to your body and the information you receive from and about your surroundings, but also to what you quote unquote excorporate to your surroundings. So how do you, your presence, your movements, your body, how do you influence your surroundings? What information do you bring across? How do you communicate? How do your movements and your presence influence space? In short, how are you creating a specific surrounding for other people to register? So while you're walking now, focus on what enters your body, what comes out of your body, or the way your body influences your surroundings. And get a sense of how what happens inside your body and what happens outside your body may not always be so easily determined. Maybe you can get a sense of how attuning what happens inside and what happens outside means shifting body boundaries. Sometimes the boundaries of your body are closed and very rigid. Well, sometimes you might need to expand your boundaries a little or make them a little bit more permeable. Notice when relating to your surroundings means focusing on your body particularly, and when your awareness shifts all the way to your surroundings. And see if maybe sometimes there's this in-betweenness, like focusing on your nostrils as we did earlier. And then again, find a place to document. This time, we'll give you 1 minute. From now on, we will shift slightly faster between documenting and walking. So take 1 minute for documenting. As you continue your walk now, notice your thoughts for a while. Any thoughts that come up. And see if you can pay attention to the kind of thinking you do. So thoughts can be associations or reflections or evaluations or memories. Just let thoughts come and go. Notice what kind of thinking you're doing and then shift to the next thought that comes up. Notice if you tend to linger on specific thoughts. Do some thoughts just touch your awareness briefly? And what thoughts come up because you pay attention to your thinking? Now, as you're noticing your thoughts, can you still feel your body? Do certain thoughts foster certain bodily sensations, maybe? So, maybe you feel your body because you're thinking certain things. Or do certain ways of using your body or certain sensations foster certain thoughts? So, maybe a particular sound creates a particular memory or association. So while you walk, keep on noticing these thoughts and feelings for a while and ways in which feeling and thinking relate. And now find a place to document again. Document for 1 minute. Please continue your walk, and this time See if you can attend to the relations between thinking, feeling your body, and noticing your surroundings. So we focused on our body before, we focused on our surroundings and also on our thoughts, and now see if you can attend to the relations between the three. For instance, a certain smell may foster a particular memory which may make you feel in a specific kind of way. See if you can do this for a while, and be aware that this is a difficult task. So try not to be frustrated if you drift off or get distracted. Focusing on your body, your thoughts, and your surroundings, and the way these relate, is quite a lot and not an easy thing to do. Maybe it's impossible to do for you today. But do see what happens when you try. Notice what is specific about this particular way of becoming aware, and what do you do when you're trying to do this task? Do this by yourself for a while, so hit pause so that you can also focus on the sounds around you. So hit pause, take off your earphones, and then when you practice this for a bit, come back to the audio file. Now find a way to document again. We will take 1 minute again. Try to notice if your documentations or the way you document change throughout this practice. Maybe in form, or maybe they become more targeted. Or maybe the opposite, maybe they become more general. Now prepare to start walking again. But before you start walking, take a moment to feel your body. Maybe you feel like shaking your arms out for a moment, or maybe you want to roll your shoulders or stretch out your neck. Maybe you want to shake out your legs, or you can even jump up and down for a moment if this feels good. You've worked hard in this exercise so far, so take a break and try to relax it a little. Now, slowly make your way back home. And as you walk back home, I would like you to focus on how attending to your surroundings does not only mean registering your surroundings. As you attend to your surroundings, you also have an effect on what surrounds you. So notice what you are aware of when you walk, and notice how these specific ways of becoming aware influence your walk and the way you use your body. And in turn, notice how the way you walk and use your body influences your surroundings. Do this until you reached your home. Along the way, you can stop to make documentations. Notice then what role your documentations play in your process of becoming aware. Notice in what ways documenting is not just a way to describe your sensitivities, but it is also a way to produce sensitivities. So do this for a while. Alternate between walking and documenting until you reached your home. And when you are back home, go sit behind your desk or table or wherever you prefer to write or draw or document inside your home. Once you're settled there, I have more instructions for you. So please pause this audio file now, walk home while becoming aware of your body and your surroundings and the way in which this awareness has an effect on your body and surroundings, and then come back to the audio file and hit play again once you're settled back home. Now that you're back at home, make yourself comfortable for a moment inside with your documentations beside you or in front of you, and go through all these documentations you made during your walk. I will mention a number of questions you can use to study your documentations, and you can make notes or new documentations while listening to these questions. But you can also write the questions or some of the questions down and then use them to study your documentations in your own time. So here are some questions. What were the things that grabbed your attention? So what did you note down? Do you see any patterns? Does anything stand out? When you were documenting, you articulated what you experienced a little bit earlier. So you walked, you stopped to document, and you documented what you experienced when you walked. How did you do this going back in time? Did you start from the beginning, or did you start at the latest point, going back to the beginning, almost as though you were walking backwards? Or neither of these? Maybe you did not use the concept of time at all, but you just noted down anything that came to mind. Maybe one particular part of the walk became one experience. You can also notice if you use certain kinds of sensations or registrations more than others. So maybe your documentations are very visual or visually oriented. Maybe you focused a lot on sounds. Maybe there are a lot of associations. Maybe your documentations tell a story, or maybe they are centered around what you experienced inside your body. And maybe they are a mix of everything. When studying your documentations, starting at the beginning of the exercise and going through all the documentations towards the end of the exercise, do you notice anything specific? Did your documentations change or evolve in any way? Can you dissect ways in which documenting had an effect on your walk and the way in which you became aware of your body, your surroundings, and your thoughts? So, in other words, how were your incorporations affected by your excorporations? So, how did documenting affect what you experienced? Take some time to study your documentations and to document what you learned while doing the exercise. Based on the exercise and what you learned, see if you can describe or draw or visualize in any way your body, the inside of your body, the outside of your body, and your body boundaries. So the way you attune the inside to the outside. Maybe you have a specific kind of skin. Or maybe there should be knobs or pegs or slides that allow you to attune inside and outside. Maybe the boundaries of your body have to be able to move or shift or change. So take some time to draw, describe, visualize your body in terms of the inside of your body, the outside of your body, and what distinguishes the inside from the outside. I will leave you to it now, and I look forward to hearing how you experienced your walk, the process of becoming aware, and making documentations. I'll speak to you soon.